would like to it.
I would too.
We got spoiled from last winter season, and now we've hardly had a monsoon at all.
Nonsoon.
Somebody.
Nonsoon, exactly.
Somebody stole it.
Well, I've noticed a theme on the mustache, no mustache weigh-in as votes continue to come in. Everyone that is voting for a mustache knows you.
Interesting.
Nathan okay. Angel from Old Castle Superlight, the Bellegarde rep, they vote yes. When Holden from Arizona Highways votes yes. I don't know.
Kind of part of his persona.
This Tom, but he's been listening ever since Mark Salem was still on. So back to the early 90s. Mm-hmm. So I don't recognize the names of every of the people that are saying without. So that seems to be the theme. If they've known you with the mustache, they're voting for you to keep it. So,
well, as a man, I have one very embarrassing thing to admit to.
Yes.
It takes about a year for me to grow a mustache.
That's funny. So even if you decide to keep it, it'll be a while, is what you're saying. We had a conversation last hour with a gentleman talking about asphalt roofs and the fact that you could have a second layer on your roof by code, and that it wasn't code to go to a third one. Well, we've got a firefighter listening. He says as a RET firefighter, so I'm guessing that's retired firefighter.
Yeah,
he says, I can tell you, there's a lot of code violations. He says it's a very heavy load on the roof. And one of the things they do as a fire, that you know, they cut a ventilation hole. He says it gums up their saw blades really bad. And he said, I've cut through a lot of roofs that have three layers of shingle. There's
interesting.
Code violation out there.
I'll be darned.
So we appreciate you tuning in and for that feedback. Great American success story. There's a, and I'm only going to say the name of this once, but it is the name of the fan. That it's called the Big Ass Fan. And they've got a donkey on it. I mean, and these fans are ginormous. They do make some for homes, but their main use, they're 12 feet long, 16 feet. I mean, they are monsters, and they go in warehouses. And when you walk into you know, a lot of these big industrials, you will see them on there. Well, they weren't always called that. They were started as High Volume, Low Speed Fan Company by the Smith family, husband and wife team out of Kentucky. And the name got changed because people would call and say, are you guys the ones that make that big blank fan? It was just something that customers were calling for. And so it just, the name switched and changed. Well, they have just sold their company. Rags to riches story here. $500 million is what they got for the sale of that that fan.
Wow. So they got a big that's blank awesome. Payoff is what they got.
Wow. That's wow. awesome.
So I don't know what we have to do, but they're choosing to spend their fortune on homes. They've bought a home in New York that they've dumped millions into in restorations. They've bought a home in this one, it was actually at one time Lance Armstrong's home in Austin, Texas. They've bought that home. And then they've bought another one. I don't remember where that was. I didn't highlight it in the article. And they are dumping millions into renovations. We need to send them like a listing for available homes in Arizona.
I guess.
If you're so intent on keeping the workforce busy as a way to reinvest the money you've spent, we've got plenty of homes here you can come.
That's for sure.
But that was out of the mansion section of the Wall Street Journal. And on the back of it, a good article with David Spade. The only reason I brought that up is, you know, he spent a lot of his time growing up in Scottsdale, but funny article there on him. They got a lot of neat stuff in that, not all the time, but every now and then they have some really interesting stories. And last week I saved the article, clipped out of it because it had a feature that's going into my perfect house.
Well, before we get to a couple, I want to get to the callers because they've been patient. But I do want to talk a little bit about our blog, the topic of recycling, because this is becoming home recycling, recycling of the trash products in and out of your house is becoming a pretty hot topic. But let's see if we can take a caller here before the
first on the line, first on the air, and welcome to the program.
Yes, that's me. We have a three-tier fountain stucco, you know, big one of those big heavy fountains in our backyard. And it was like the stucco was cutting off, getting all yucky. So we power washed it, and that took care of, got rid of a lot of that old gunk. And then my husband painted it with some dry lock paint. And it seems like wherever the water runs over the top tier down to the next, it gets like rust, brown rust. And then it gets, if we leave it, you know, long enough, it gets into the crevices. First I thought it was almost like an algae or something or other, but the water in the bottom pool of the fountain is clear, so it isn't rusty water. My husband looked, the tube that comes up the middle is a PVC. So what, is that some, the paint reacting with our water, or what's going on?
It very well could be. I don't know that for a fact, but if it wasn't doing it before, and the fact that it's doing it now with the new paint job, I would definitely say that's an indication.
Okay.
I'm looking up his number right now. There's a guy named Paul Holdeman, and his company is the Pond Gnome. There we go. They're closed on Saturdays, but he's out of the Arrowhead area, 623-572-5607. He knows more.
572, I'm sorry, I didn't get the last.
5607.
Okay.
He is okay, who yeah. I would call and ask. They know more about water features and living ponds and traditional fountains than anyone else we know. We've got a couple more. Jesse's on the line. Matt's on the line. And an open line for you, 1-888-767-4348. And you can vote mustache or no mustache at facebook.com/Rosie on the house.